record?
Yep.
All right, and we'll start this thing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, nice. That's got to be one of the most synchronized
that's close.
Count-ins ever.
That's close. That's a close count-in. I might not even have to chop the file up. That might be good.
That's right.
Yeah, we will see.
Oh, dear.
I'm actually hoping... I don't know if the audio is... Can you hear through my phone? I don't know if you can. How windy it fucking is?
Nah, man.
It's so windy. Okay, so hopefully it doesn't come out in the audio. What? Check this out. I'm just texting you. It's that windy.
Why don't you close your window?
No, you can hear it through the doors. It's crazy, man. Yeah, it's here. I'm just sending you. Can you get text while I'm speaking to you on the phone?
Yeah, go for it.
Check this out. This dude's got a massive aerial out the back of his house, and it's snapped over in the window. Just sent your photo.
Are you going to overlay this image on the podcast?
Yeah, I'll put it on the podcast. Yeah, that's true.
And for those on audio, jump over to YouTube and check us out on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh dear. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
My phone battery. Where's a cable? Sorry.
That's all right.
Cable in here. All right. I'm just going to find one. I know we've started the podcast, but I'll be 2 seconds just to amuse our viewers for 2 seconds. All right. Hang on.
Okay. All right. When he gets back, I'll talk to you about Mafia 3. I'm holding it up now on PS4. So you play as Link and Clay. It's not really open world. It's by 2K Games. And it's a follow-on from the Mafia series, and it's mission-based, so it's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, except...
Cable. All right, sorry.
It's a different company? No, you're right, that's fine.
Were you bagging me out? Were you saying...
No, I'm doing one of our non-advertisements for PS4's Mafia 3. So it's really cool.
I had a cable in the
hot. Oh, did you? Sitting right beside you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm dead set. We're moving house soon, obviously, as I mentioned. I don't know if I mentioned it. We did talk about the last podcast, the space. And one of the things I'm dead keen on doing is setting up a proper bench or a desk somewhere with like a charging station, like a full on, you know, every phone connection, every fucking rechargeable battery setter. Yeah, anything. All right.
You could 3D print one.
I could 3D print one, yes.
Do you know anyone that can do that?
I do know a guy. He's kind of cool, though. He, you know, he's a bit too cool wearing, you know, he wears 3D, old school 3D glasses.
Does he? Fair enough. Yeah. Right.
Good looking bearded chap.
Good looking what?
Bearded chap.
Oh, right. Yeah. How's the beard going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I dreamt. Actually, you just reminded me of a dream I had last night. I dreamt that I got drunk, passed out, and someone shaved my beard off.
Oh, were you super angry?
I cried. I woke up and I cried.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
I can't grow it back.
My beard. Most people. What does your wife think about the beard? Does she care about it?
Likes it.
Okay, fair enough.
Which just tells me how ugly and how small my
face has got to be covered up.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm getting a real like because I'm close to the 40 year mark now.
Hang on. Are you forgetting my age of 2 years seniority on you? But go on. Ooh, I'm almost 40.
Oh, yeah, that's next year for you. That's next year for you. Yeah.
So shove it up your ass. But go on, tell your story.
But. Man, when I don't, like, I usually have a beard which covers up my double chin.
Yeah.
But, I've got the real bad 40-year-old double chin now. I can't get rid of it no matter what I do.
I'm totally having my midlife crisis. I realised this morning I'm totally having my midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah? You're in it?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm in it.
What Ferraris have you decided to buy?
Well, not Ferrari, but motorbikes. I'm like, I've got to buy a motorbike. Oh,
right. But you had a motorbike. You've had a motorbike.
I know. I want one again. Yeah. No, I sold it. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, no, but you had one. Yeah. So, you sure it's midlife crisis or it's just not that you want to, you know, you want your motorbike back?
Oh, no, I hate my age because I definitely don't feel 40, so...
Yeah, I mean, when you act like 12, it doesn't matter, but how... This is what I don't get about midlife crisis. How is it a midlife crisis to get a motorbike when you're this age?
Yeah.
As opposed to getting why are you allowed to get a motorbike when you're young?
Yeah, that's true. When you're stupid and not thinking of the consequences too and less safe. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I reckon that's the only reason I wouldn't do big shit now, just because people would bag me out.
Yeah.
No matter what you do now. You've got a midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just thinking about buying a new t-shirt today. Midlife crisis. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you do.
Oh, dear. So, just quickly, I want to talk about something if I can. I've just come from what I call Swedish hell, IKEA. Do you know anyone who lives in Sweden?
May the Allen keys rain down.
Because I used to know
a chick from Sweden. I used to work with a chick from Sweden.
You don't work with her anymore?
No.
Because I've got a conspiracy theory. I think in Sweden, they have a secret reality TV show or YouTube channel that's only open for Swedish people. And what it is it's webcams inside all the IKEAs around the world. Yeah. And Swedish people just sit there and laugh their asses off. Idiots like us, trapped in their little maze, buying the fucking caboodle, caboodle's Bunnings, isn't it? Sorry. Buying the blue cup fucking...
The Schlögenhausen.
Little mice in a maze, running around, can't get out, you know. And they have the audio of people walking in the door of IKEA, and you can hear them going, yeah, we're only going to be here like an hour, and then like, 3 days later, you know.
You should never say we'll just pop in quickly to IKEA. That doesn't exist.
As we were walking through IKEA as well, in halfway through, they had like a little water station, like a little water cooler. What does that tell you? If they have to hydrate you halfway through the store, it's a maze.
Yeah.
So it's an ultra marathon. Because
you know
that stupid show we've got over here, Gogglebox, where you watch people watch TV, which is, I'm sorry, that's going too far. But I think in Sweden, Swedish people watch other countries in IKEA for entertainment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah. Anyway, and so how many other couples were there in there fighting? That walked in completely fine.
I don't know, dude. We're just that couple. We're the couple that always fight IKEA.
You're that couple.
Yeah. No, it was good this time. I made as much effort as I could. I did reach my threshold.
You contributed?
I was really good at the start. I just was like, that's good. Yep, let's look. But I was really annoyed at myself at the end because I lost it at the end. I just was like, I have to get out of here. And I reached my threshold. And I was really annoyed at myself because I thought I could get through more than an hour, and I couldn't. So
that's nothing to be an hour, steps. Man. I mean, that's awesome.
You know, I was proud that I went from if I will never set foot in that fucking store again.
Yeah.
And my wife really wanted to go, so I made the effort, but I was disappointed in myself that I only reached a certain level before I lost my shit. So
okay, fair enough. Did you think you were going to make the whole trip?
Yeah, I did. I did think I was going to make it back to the car park. I programmed my brain to say, you're going to be here 4 hours.
Just take some breaths. Yeah.
I don't know what it was that finally got me. I
was going to say, what was the tipping point?
I don't know what it was. I just reached my threshold, so.
But
that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is, while I was in IKEA, I overheard a couple mention something. And it's not IKEA related. They were talking about a rubber band for some reason, okay? And they referred to it, and I've heard this a lot lately. They were referring to a rubber band as a lucky band. Yeah, haven't you heard this before? Everyone's calling rubber bands lucky bands. Now,
what's a lucky band?
Well, this is the thing. This is where I'm like, where did this start? I reckon the marketing people at rubber band companies are like, we've got to increase sales. They're just rubber bands. Let's call them lucky bands and associate luck.
Like those hologram shit.
Yeah, with a round bit of rubber to use to hold documents together. When did a rubber band become lucky?
Lucky band.
I don't know. I'm going to Google it. Hang on, let me just Google it real quick.
In fact, it's absolutely unlucky because if you wrap a rubber band around an appendage enough times and cut off the circulation, it's going to drop off.
Which appendage? Dude, are you cheaping out on cock rings again?
Look, all I'll say is I'm on a first name basis at the hospital.
Lucky band.
Yeah, find out why it's called a lucky band. You sure they weren't saying like lucky band as like a shortcut for elastic? Lucky. Elastic lucky.
Oh, hang on. Maybe I just misheard them. Hang on.
Lucky band. Buy some lucky bands. I think that people, because you remember a couple of years ago when those hologram bands came out and they were all the rage.
Yeah.
And people were like, you get more balance with the power of the hologram. It's a fucking sticker.
Oh, hang on. You might be right. You might be right that they call them a lucky band. I thought it was lucky.
Lucky band.
I thought this was just some genius in marketing a lucky at the rubber band company. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky band, a rubber band. The paper was wrapped in a lucky band. Compare lacquer band, lucky band, or lucky. Y and I E.
Or lacquer because it's a lacquer rubber, or.
Yeah, I don't know. What?
Yeah.
AC Canberra people call them lucky, LACKI. Heard this in the army. Lucky band around it. LACKI. Right, hang on, let me try the spelling. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was lucky, and I've heard people say it. I've just misheard them, have I?
Possibly. But, yeah. You know, they probably would sell it if they're lucky. You could probably literally bottle up some pills and clearly put on the label, this is a placebo, and people would still buy them.
Yeah.
You could call them placebo pills.
I wonder if it's a stupid Australian slang because it's elastic.
Yeah, and elastic, we're bogans. Lucky.
Yeah. Lucky band. Lucky. Get your lucky band.
Yeah, lucky band.
It's how I hold on my... when my wife beat her singlet's falling down, I just put a lucky band on it.
Oh, yeah. Mate, if that stubby cooler comes off your bundy rum, just wrap a lucky band around it, mate.
Sweet.
Should be sweet. Well, you'd probably whack a lucky band on it.
Me mullet's getting in me eyes. I better use a lucky band. I ain't using no hair tie.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God.
Well, then my whole...
Got no shoes? Just wrap a few lucky bands around your feet, mate. You'd be sweet.
All right, well, my whole theory's gone out the window, so I just wasted all that time on the podcast. So go. What do you want to talk about?
You didn't waste any time. I want to keep talking about IKEA.
Why?
Do you think... Well, I reckon that... you could open up a betting market on IKEA, I reckon.
For what?
And you could take bets...
How long you'll be in there.
Before they're going to lose their shit, yeah.
So I set up a little counter in the car park, and I'm like, all right, sir, how long do you think you're going to be here? I'll bet you $100 you take 3 times longer than you say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you'll come out angrier than beforehand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why people like going there. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, this is the other thing I was annoyed about myself, okay? Okay. I'll tell you. First, I was annoyed that I lost my shit and I didn't make it to my full, you know, or I didn't make it out of there without getting a bit cranky.
Yeah.
The second thing was, so while we were there is to look at kitchen, because we've got this new house and we're thinking about redoing the kitchen.
Okay.
We obviously want to save money and not just pay a kitchen
Does the dog get a fucking say in where the kitchen goes?
Well, we do have to make sure there's a room, but yeah. Thanks for that. Nice little throwback to last week, yeah. And then we're looking at kitchen sinks, and I was like, oh, I don't care. And then my wife looked at one and went, ooh, look at that one. I went, ooh, that one is nice. And then I was like mad at myself for being like excited that, ooh, look at that nice white kitchen sink. Ooh, I'm excited.
I wonder what stools would go with it. Yeah.
Ooh, oh, fuck. Will the Kampfluck go with the Schuckluck?
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if I should get some Ektorp for that. Yeah.
Ooh, let's sit down at their interactive computer terminal and play it out a Luknuck.
Does IKEA sell cutlery?
Yeah, in the market hall. Whoa! I can't believe it.
That's it. We're no longer friends. We are no longer friends. Yeah, it's in aisle 3 in the market hall. Yeah. Just pop down there, ask for Barry. Yeah, I don't like IKEA.
As we were going through the market hall and then got to the thing, I turned around to my wife and said, how many more kilometers to the checkout?
Yeah.
That's a true story. That's true. I actually said that.
Very good.
I was like, wasn't thinking in...
well done.
I wasn't thinking in minutes or meters. Yeah. I was like, kilometers.
Yeah, what is the distance? Yeah, okay. Did you get what you needed in the end?
Well, we got the information we needed. We didn't buy anything. This was a planning visit.
Wait, what?
We went there to plan out what to buy to go back again.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm out of words for wow.
I might as well just watch E.T. and get it over with.
The whole, yeah, you should watch E.T., yeah.
Just
the whole
context,
point of IKEA is that you take the shit the day you go. That's the point of it.
Yeah, no, we've got to plan it. It's all got to be planned out, apparently, so.
That's why the good Lord invented internet banking. Yeah. Internet banking. Computer banking. Yeah.
And home delivery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Although,
once
I must...
you've got your
I must admit, I definitely want to get a quote on their assembly service if we're going to buy a whole kitchen, because, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Putting together a kitchen with an Allen key. Fuck that.
I've done it before.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you get a drill bit? Did you get an Allen key drill bit, or did you do it all by hand?
No, like I... the analog version. I bought a... I just got one of my Allen keys and cut the end, like the L shape, just cut the L off, stuck it in my drill. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Yep. Okay. Mm. Yeah, oh well. That's all good. Mm. That's all good. That's fine.
So, have you noticed more frequency of news reported on sinkholes?
Sinkholes?
Yeah.
You mean the ones that open up in the ground?
Yeah. The one that just...
like suckholes?
Yeah, there just seems to be more of those lately.
I actually did notice... I did notice one in Queensland the other week, and, you know, I mean, I didn't think they occurred in Australia, but yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Why is that?
Oh, I was just wondering if you'd know. I just seem to have noticed an increase in their frequency, so.
Oh, fuck. Well, hopefully. Hopefully there's an increase in their frequency.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they can suck me in, that'd be good. End this fucking thing.
Dude, the more I think about it, the more I think simulation theory is more plausible.
Well, yeah, we spoke about it the other week. You know, Elon Musk is on board now with it. Yeah.
It's just got to be. Like, you know, I can't handle that this is real. My life is going to IKEA and getting excited.
You can't handle that. You can't handle that that you aren't the main character.
Trump's
the main character of this simulation.
Go back 10 years. Picture yourself 10 years ago and you came in from the future. You visited your past self. And you went up to yourself, or, you know, me went up to me and went, in 10 years, you're going to go to IKEA and get excited about a white sink. You just go, all right, you're not me. This is, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
you would.
Come on, this can't be real. Like,
yeah, this isn't right. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually thought about that the other day, actually. I actually sat back and thought about my life, like, chronologically, and I tried to think of a time when I've come close to mortal danger and I've actually died, and this is limbo or hell or something.
Oh, right. yeah.
I'm like, all right,
it'd have to be close, wouldn't it?
Yeah, when I was, you know, whatever age, yeah. Mm. What are you tapping away on your keyboard? What are you looking up?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm clicking the case of Mafia. I've still got it.
Okay. So, Mafia, how's it going? How is Mafia?
It's awesome.
Okay.
It's good. So the thing I was saying, like when you went away to get your headphone jack, I just touched on it quickly. I was saying it's more, so it's like Grand Theft Auto basically, except so it's set in what they call New Bordeaux, which is New Orleans, which is basically a New Orleans ripoff.
Yeah.
And you obviously starting out, like you've just got back from a tour in the Vietnam War. It's set just after the Vietnam War.
Right. Okay. Yep.
And so you're about to try to take over New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I know it's character driven and you've got to play as who the character is, but the main problem I'm having with it is that I'm a middle-aged white dude from Australia.
Right.
I don't really identify with like a black war hero post-Vietnam.
Oh, so the main character you play as is black.
Yeah. Lincoln Clay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Which is... which is fine. I mean,
it's an interesting choice. That's all for the game.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know, doesn't matter to me either way, especially being a video game. But I'm just, how do you spell his name? What? Well,
Lincoln Clay. Lincoln.
How do you spell Lincoln?
Yeah, Lincoln.
Lincoln Clay.
I mean, so the interesting thing, and obviously 2K don't have as big a budget for this as Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
But the smart thing that Rockstar does with Grand Theft Auto is you play as multiple characters. So there's like a black guy, a white guy. Or there's two white guys. One of them's a redneck, one of them's a businessman, and one of them's a black guy.
Okay.
And that was the last Grand Theft Auto that came out. But in this, you don't really get a choice of who you are as the protagonist.
And is there a is this like Assassin's Creed or something? Is there a story you have to follow, or can you do whatever you like?
Yes, yeah. No. Well, so you can. There's missions, right. But it is story driven. And with 2K, they're a lot more story driven than say Rockstar, which is a lot more open world.
Okay, yeah.
So this is a lot more of a story driven game, which I don't mind. Actually, I don't mind the story in it.
Can you? Can you like in Hitman? Can you just run around and just shooting everyone?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So so this morning I spent like 45 minutes just like robbing places, and then the cops would show up, and then seeing how many cops I could take out before they kill you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's kind of fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just not. I mean, it's an awesome game. I'm just not really in a game playing mood at the moment. That's the thing. So. Yeah.
Now I said to you yesterday or the day before, Friday it was. It's today, Sunday.
Mm.
I'd said to you, man, can you have a look at it and you'd said you were buying it, definitely. I said, can you text me whether or not I should buy it?
Yeah.
Now, you just text me photos of the car. You didn't say whether or not to buy it or not. You're like, main character, name's Lincoln, drives a muscle car. And then you sent me pictures of the car.
Yeah, because I was telling you to,
And I'm like, yeah, great. Is it good or not? And I was just like, what the fuck is this? You're messing with me.
No, the reason I sent you pictures of the car was so you could 3D print them. So you could 3D print it for a 3D printing video. I said, this is what you should print because he drives his black muscle car. I'm not a car guy, so I couldn't tell you what type of car it is, but I'm sure some internet nerds figured it out, you know, the comic book guy. In Star Trek Episode 3, so the reason I didn't tell you whether it was good or not is because, and this is going to sound real wanky, so I apologize for this on the podcast to our podcast listeners, but it'll take so much time away out of your day, and you're like really going well with your YouTube channel and creating videos.
Okay.
This will take away from that. Exactly. And that's the other thing I was thinking. Like, I'm sitting there playing it, and for like 3 hours yesterday I was playing it, and then I'm like, I should be out like shooting or editing or writing or something. So, but anyway.
All right. Sorry, just to throw back, I finally got your text with this picture you're talking about, the wind.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to put it up on screen, I hope, now again.
Yeah. So of the dude's aerial.
The aerial's bent over. But my question is, why is that dude's aerial so long?
Is he trying
to pick up SBS in Uzbekistan or something? I need
to go around and find if he's like a proof or if he's an alien, you know.
Yeah, conspiracy theories or something. Like, he's like, I need to figure out if there's aliens, get the signal. Like, man, that antenna's huge.
Actually, that's a good point. I've looked at that aerial. We've been here a year now in this apartment, and I've looked at that aerial every day, so over 300 times, and it never occurred to me that that is a gigantic aerial.
I can't even fathom what you would need. Like, is he trying to watch?
Yeah.
Is he trying to watch, you know, the news in Iceland or like?
I don't know. I know what it is. He's Swedish, and he needs an aerial that big for the secret IKEA chat.
Yeah, for the IKEA.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Or is he one of these, like, is it not for TV? Maybe he's one of these amateur ham radio.
Could be, yeah, but you don't need that anymore.
yeah, it's called a cell phone or mobile
digital
phone.
Yeah. It's called the internet. Could be a Geiger meter, who knows? It's full on, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it was full on. It's over. Bent over now, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked now, but I will put up a picture of it on the on the interwebs, with our YouTube dealio. Yeah.
So what else is happening in
that's
the world?
That's fine. Uh-oh.
What?
I don't know. I can tell you something. If you don't mind me talking about my YouTube, something that pissed me off this week.
Yeah, go on.
Can I talk about my YouTube? Or you? I don't really want to be like a shameless self-promoter.
Oh, dude, look, I'm that 3D print guy, and I would never shamelessly promote myself. You don't see me, you know, doing weird stuff just to promote my YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like
YouTube.
I can't wait for you to see the video of what I'm doing right now. So, you know, I don't promote, you know, my 3D printing expertise.
Are you holding up your tokens or something?
Yeah,
or
pretty
you,
much.
What, you got a shirt?
Got
or,
my 3D glasses on.
Fair enough.
Anyway, sorry, yeah, go on. Talk about your channel.
Fair enough. Oh, well, it's not about my channel specifically. It's just, right. Like, you know how we talked about YouTube heroes the other week and, like, potentially YouTube's going to hell or whatever?
Yeah.
But, fuck, man, I mean, I don't want to get myself into trouble, but who gives a shit? I put up a video the other day that got flagged and removed.
Oh, really?
For copyright content.
Which
one?
Yeah,
for copyright content.
Which one?
A version of the video that I just uploaded today, the square fruit one.
I didn't know that. I didn't get an alert or anything.
No, because it got flagged and taken down by YouTube because it had copyright content in it.
But who by? A YouTube hero or...?
I guess just by YouTube. It probably came up in their algorithm. I don't know.
Do you want to say what it was you put in there that you think got it taken down?
It was a song, but I don't want to say what song it was.
So is it the same one that's in your current video?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
So why do you think your current one won't get taken down then? Because you do have a few sectors.
Oh,
it might do. Or is that under fair?
Might do.
Or does that come under fair use?
Well, I don't know. Like, it's hard to know, isn't it? Like, some songs are fair use, some aren't. Like, even some artists have got some of their songs are fair use and some aren't. It's the same fucking artist, so I've got no idea.
Okay.
But, like, and I don't want to go picking on the guy or anything because, you know, he's like the biggest YouTuber in the world at the moment. But Casey Neistat, he puts clips out of films in his YouTube videos all the time. Do you think he gets touched?
Yeah, no.
It's a fucking double standard, man. I'm like, yeah, if you're pulling 5 million views, it's
actually,
all right.
You know what? You've actually just touched on something that I wanted to see. You've just mentioned him too.
It's just a double standard.
Well,
you know? Like, why is it all right for them?
I want to rip on him a bit too, if you don't mind, so...
Okay, go for it.
All right.
That's fine.
So,
you can pick on him. Yeah, I like him, but yeah.
Anyway. Well, I didn't really care either way, but what really annoyed me was, right, the new drone that's come out, which does look awesome, that DJI Mavic.
Yeah.
Obviously, DJI gave him one because they know based on his video, like, that's how I came to know about it. Oh, I had tested, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm like, DJI
got all of them in one room, didn't they? And just said, here you go, free drones, put it on your channels. Yeah.
So he lost his. Somehow the signal got lost or it crashed in the river or something. And he says on his video, I contacted DJI and begged him to send me a new one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Buy one.
Yeah.
You got one for free.
Yeah.
You lost it. Buy one yourself, douchebag. Sorry. Fuck you. You got your free one.
Yeah. It's that level where... he would make so much money off his channel now. Why does he need special treatment off anyone?
And he got a free one and he lost it. So buy your own.
Well, two things on that. Because the other week, do you watch his videos all the time or
no?
Not
really? I got annoyed at one where he was looking at a Canon 70D, which I've now bought, which is an awesome camera. And he was mentioning a little hack he did. He's like, yeah, I break these things all the time. I throw them around. I drop them. Take care of your shit, man. Like,
oh, yeah, like, that's kind of what he's known for, is not respecting his equipment.
Yeah, if you don't want to respect stuff and you think, oh, it should be durable to handle your way of doing things, well, that's one thing.
Mm.
But don't bitch about cameras when you drop them and break them and, like, sorry,
you know? Yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing about drones. For anyone who wants to buy a drone because, like, people like this put awesome footage on the internet, is just be careful with it. Because I saw him do a talk the other week and someone asked him, how often do you lose drones? And he's like, I probably go through a drone a month.
Yeah.
So I'm like... you've got to be careful. Like, everyone thinks you get a drone, you're going to fly it around and get awesome footage. No, you've got to be... even him, who's an accomplished filmmaker, loses drones all the fucking time. And obviously, he's got the money to replace them, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. But,
well,
don't just go out buying drones and... Yeah.
The company's obviously given to him, but...
Well, he did... because he came to Sydney for a YouTube talk, he did... and he was in Sydney, and he was shooting his vlog or whatever, and it's in his video, and this is going to piss you off, because... He was shooting with some other guys and they busted his Rode bullet mic that he attaches to his DSLR camera.
Right.
So he rings Rode at night. I don't know if it was on a weekend or not, but it was late at night because it was after the YouTube talk.
Yeah.
And he was just, or it was before, but it was at night. He was in the green room and he had no sound to finish off his vlog. So he rings Rode. Rode sends out a rep to the convention center with two brand new Rode bullet mics for him, outside of hours, paid for a cab, got it down there, just because he broke his and he needed a new one.
See, okay, let me tell you specifically what annoys me about that. That's good business on Rhodes Park, right?
Oh, yeah,
but
of course. Yeah,
why does that have to be on camera?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the type of thing that annoys me. Sure, he's famous and him... Like, why couldn't he have just gone, oh, my road mic's broken, and then just like, Road hooked me up, here's my new one, you can all hear me again, thanks, Road. Go buy Road microphones. To make a point...
Yeah, he didn't need to show them delivering it at midnight or however late it was.
I feel like now, honestly, sending Road an email saying, microphone...
You said Casey Neistat one.
My lavalier microphone's broken, I'm not as big as him, but like, sorry, I'm paying $500 for a lavalier... wireless microphone, I want it delivered now.
Yep. They would tell you to bring it down to one of their stores during business hours.
Wouldn't even answer my call, you know? Like,
Wouldn't send a rep out to you. Yeah, but that's true. Even if Rhodes said to him, yep, we'll send you the mics, and if you want them for free, you've got to mention us in your video.
Yeah, of course.
You're right. He didn't have to show them being delivered to him.
I guess...
Yeah.
I wouldn't... Okay, say Wild Pipe Dream, my YouTube channel, actually got... fairly significant, and what I call significant is like 20,000, 30,000 viewers, subscribers.
Yeah.
I would be very conscious never to shove it in people's faces about what I'm getting.
Of course.
In a way that he does, because that was the other thing that actually one of his videos I was looking at just briefly, and I clicked on it. I don't know why did I click on it. Must have been the thumbnail, clickbait thumbnail. Anyway, he'd flown from LAX to New York, where he lives, and he's like, my kid goes to sleep in about an hour and a half, so if I can get home in 20 minutes, I can spend an hour with my kid. And I was like, I have never been to America, but I get the general sense that getting from New York Airport or Newark or whatever they call it, there's a couple there, isn't there, JFK and Newark.
There's JFK and Newark,
How are you going to get from JFK Airport... to the middle of America, middle of Manhattan in 20 minutes? I'm not American, but that doesn't sound right.
Well, it's an hour if there's no traffic.
Oh, is it? You know. Okay, yeah. So I'm like, how the hell is he doing this? So he's like, yeah, man, I need to get home in 20 minutes to see my kid, so I should be able to just make it. I'm like, what? Oh, no, helicopter.
Oh, helicopter, of course.
Jumps in the helicopter. And then he goes, oh, that's an experience that everyone should have, a helicopter ride at sunset from JFK to your house. I'm like, okay, Oprah.
He got it for free.
Yeah.
Or even if he did pay for it, he can afford it. But that's the thing, like, you shouldn't rub it in your face, especially for channels like his and channels like yours where they're technical channels. So it's not a cheap thing. You don't want to be rubbing in people's face that you got a free $5,000 printer that they can't afford.
This is the thing that pissed me off the most. So he's laid that same video. He's like doing his little plane vlog as he normally does, his plane thing.
Yeah.
And there's a thing of him sitting in the bathroom and he goes, yeah, every flight I like to just chill out for a while in the bathroom just to have a little me time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, other people might need to use the bathroom.
Use the bathroom. And you're flying business class everywhere.
Well, business
so you
class
don't
or first
time,
class,
yeah.
there's usually one or two toilets in business class. And you're just sitting in there for half an hour. You selfish fuck.
Yeah.
Get out of the bathroom. Yeah.
Anyway, that's fine.
Sorry, I've got real...
No, that's fine, man. No, that's fine. Like, I used to watch his videos in the start, but I stopped watching them now because he's like getting too disconnected from reality, I think. But
which is, I guess if I was that rich, I probably would have a different view. But there's just certain things like what happened to common decency and sitting in a toilet for 20 minutes because you need some me time on a, what's a flight from it? And you're already in business class, like, or first class.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not the best thing. Right. How is a toilet cubicle on a plane, even in business class, better than a business class or first class seat?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. it's worse. There's less room in there. Oh, well, whatevs. Yeah. All right. Well, sorry. I didn't mean to start us off on a nice rant.
I went off on a rant.
No, that's fine. It's my fault. Yeah, I did too. But
I just don't know why
it's all good.
People can't keep it real and, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to grab my company car and drive it down to Bunnings to pick up some stuff to make a new table for my new 3D printer turning up next week.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Oh, don't worry, man. One day you'll be so rich you can send someone to IKEA as a proxy. That's
I doubt that.
Cool.
All right.
All right, let's stop there, I guess.
Sounds good.